Welcome to Shom Machshav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lo Yinishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Shalom, Le'ah Bas Yitzchok. We're only in Gittin Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara in Udalav on the top of the Amud says, Mi'emois Moshe ve'ad Rebbe lo ratzinu toiru ogdulu b'mokam echot. From the time of Moshe Rabbein until Rebbe HaKadosh, we didn't find toiru and gdulu in one place. And Rashi explains, we're talking about godless and toiru and godless and oishe, being rich in one place. And a few lines down, the Gemara says that Mimois Rebbe Ravashi, from the time of Rebbe to Rav Ashi, also Lomatsinu Toiro Ugdulu Bemokamechot, we also didn't find that they have Toiro Ugdulu in one place. The Gemara goes on to bring a list of people that had it, and the Gemara explains why is it different. So many of the Mefarshim point out, that this is what the Maram Shif says over here, that the reason what's unique about Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, and Ravashi is that each one of them is a pioneer of a Chelik of Toiro. Each one gave us a complete part of Torah in the most shalomdik way. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us Torah Shebechtav. Moshe Rabbeinu brought from Shammai the entire Torah Shebechtav. Rebbe is the one who put together all the Mishnayos. And Rav Ashi is the one who wrote the Gemara. So you have the Torah, Mishnah, and Gemara. These are the three stages, three levels of godless, that everything has to come together. They're the ones that are delivering to us Torah. And the Chasam Sofer goes on to explain it, and it says, anybody, shenishlam chelek Torah al-yadar, one who completed a full part of a Torah, it should be in a way that nobody can really argue with him. And that's why he has to be mushlam in Torah and gedula mikol Yisrael. And very fitting to attach here the Maharal that we just learned in the Agatas of the Churban, when it speaks there about the three rich people, the Maharal says that there's three ways for a person to become rich, three reasons for a person to become rich. And the first one is, it just shows a bruacha mishamayim. It shows he's completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mentioned here, that's why the Avos HaKadoshim were rich as well, because they have that bruacha. This is what the Torah and Gedula are referring over here. You have someone who's shalom as the bruacha mishamayim, he's a complete full, brings a full item of Torah to Am Yisrael, so he has the shleimus of Torah and Gedula. The Chasam Sofer goes on and says, that's what happened with Korach. The Korach says, the Chazal tell us, neged Moshe Rabbeinu. He said he's very rich against Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the idea of richness? Who cares? Korach wants to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. But the point is, the Korach wanted to say that Moshe Rabbeinu is not so great in Torah Gedula. He's not so complete, he's not so unique, because he's also rich. Korach is also rich. That was the taina of Korach against Moshe Rabbeinu. Continues the Chasam Sofer and says, that the Ara and the Shulchan, each one of them was 1.5 Amma high. So when you put the Ara and Shulchan one on top of another, each other, you have 3 Ammas. That's the 3 Chalakim of Torah. Torah Shebechtav, the Mishnah, the Gemara, Ara and Shulchan, the Ara is the Torah, the Shulchan is the Gedula. When you put it together, you have the complete Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. There's an interesting thing to point out, and the Sefer Yalkut HaGershuni, a Sefer was written by Rav Gershon Stern, he brings in here, Shimon Sofer, who was the son of the Chasam Sofer, and he says that there's another person who brought a complete full Torah, and that's Rashi. Rashi wrote on Shas and on the Tanakh and everything. He's Rosh HaMefarshim, the Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. He's in that same list. And that's a chiddush of an Akron to add to the list of the Gemara. But he adds, concludes and says that that's all included in the word Bereshis. Because Bereshis is Bishvil Reshis, Moshe Rabbeinu is called Reshis. And the word Bereshis has the letters of Rebbe, Rav Ashi, and Rashi. So the Bereshis refers to all the people that gave us Torah and are the ones in the Moshe Torah that we talk about over here, Torah Gdul B'mokam Echot. And the Megala Mukos speaks very deep Kedakoi. He comes and he says that Torah Gdulo, Torah is Midas Atiferis. Gdulo is the Midah of Rom Avinu. You have a combination of Tiferet, which belongs to Yaakov, and Gdula, which belongs to Avram. That's what it says, the Moshe Rabbeinu, he is considered to be the Hemshech of Yaakov Avinu, but he had his face look like Avram Avinu, that's what the Medrash says. He has your Torah, Gdula, B'mokam Echot, which means Torah as Chesed. A Torah and Chesed together, that's Torah, Gdula, B'mokam Echot. And then he adds that the word Avos, Mesechus Avos, Avos is Rosh Tevos, Toiro Ugdulo Bemokam Echot. Because that is the true Avos HaOlam, the ones that give us the Torah which is complete. There's one of the Sifrei Chassidus that speaks about Toiro Ugdulo Bemokam Echot a lot. He's mamish almost every parsha he discusses it as a sefer Teres Yeshua, which was written by Yeshua Horowitz from Jikov. And there he writes a parsha b'chukoyis another remez. He says that the words im b'chukoyisai telechu ve'es is Rosh Tevois Toiro Gdula b'mokam echot. And that's very fitting because b'chukoyisai means a Toiro, ve'es is moisif on b'chukoyisai. So when I have the Toiro and I have the ve'es, I have the addition, that's Toiro Gdula b'mokam echot. And he goes and explains, and that's the whole, we read parsha b'chukoyisai right before we get to Shavuos, because Shavuos is Chag HaTzeres, the Be'ino Nami Lachem. You have the combination of Toiro and you have the enjoyment of what we have for ourselves, that's connected to Gdulo. It's the two pchinas that we have, specifically in Shavuos, which is the completion, the way a person can be, Toiro Gdulo B'mokam Echot. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.